Hey, hi, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Food for Thought. I'm your host, Lorene Haran, and today with me, I have one of my new friends and potential roommate, Morgan.
Hi.
Thank you very much for joining me. Morgan is my first, like, in-person guest, and I'm really, really excited about that. So today's topic is really interesting, and I know a lot of people are going to be really excited that we put this out there. If you don't already know, Morgan and I both are on OnlyFans, and so we decided that today's episode, we would dedicate an episode to how to get started with starting an OnlyFans or selling content in other ways. So without further ado, I guess, you know, let's get into it. So to get started, I figured first I would talk about how both of us got started. First of all, I've been selling content for the last, 2.5 years. Honestly, there was just one time where someone was all up in my inbox flirting with me, and they, like, offered me, you know, to send, like, they offered to send me $20 to see my nudes, and I was like, well, shit, like, sure, you know what I mean? Like, I was flattered that anybody would want to pay money just to, like, see a few pictures of me. So I was like, yeah, that's awesome. And so this one guy would start buying content from me, like, every payday, so, like, every couple weeks or so. And then he started telling me about other places that he gets content and stuff like that. So there were Snapchats and Facebook pages and things like that that were still active at the time. Not many of them are not active now, that I got started with, and that's how I got a lot of my following. So now here I am, a couple years later. I just started my OnlyFans page. I've known forever that I needed to do it, but it's like I just had so much established already that it was going to be so daunting to move all my followers over. Or at least I thought. It's actually going pretty well. People are following and subscribing already, so that's definitely cool. How long have you been doing, and, like, did you start with OnlyFans, or, like, how did you get started, and when?
I actually started through Instagram. I started about a year ago. It was a year ago, because it was late July of 2019, and now it's July 2020. So yeah, it was a year ago that I started, and it kind of started as a joke, just because you see, like, all the memes of, like, girls selling feet pics and stuff, and you think it's a joke. And so, like, I made a different Instagram and followed, like, a bunch of foot fetish Instagrams, and there's a whole community out there for it. I guess I started with, like, feet stuff, and then I kind of, like, ventured into other fetish stuff, but I actually don't do nude content. And I found that I can still have success without showing my entire body.
And I think that that was one of the coolest things about both of us coming together to do this episode. Because really the first thing, so we have, like, a whole list that we compiled of things that we thought were important to talk about. And the first thing on that list is find out what you're comfortable with. Because, like Morgan said, she doesn't show any, like, I've looked through all your stuff, and she's always fully clothed and everything, yet it's still so appealing. Like, I'm scrolling through her freaking Instagram yesterday, and I'm like, damn, bitch, like, gonna make me have a foot fetish. Like, seriously, though, you can do things in such a tasteful and appealing and teasing kind of way, you know? So, but on the complete opposite end of the spectrum, I sell, like, hardcore porn.
Right.
Like, completely explicit. Sometimes it's solo content of me, like, fully nude, masturbating, using toys. And then sometimes there's couples content. And in those cases, I always have my partner's permission to not only record, but distribute the content. So that's obviously always important. But, you know, and that's just what I choose to do. I love doing it. I have fun doing it. And I definitely make a good living doing it. So that's really just, like, the first thing is find out what you're comfortable with. And often you should be doing things that you enjoy.
Yeah, I was going to say that too, because, like, when I started doing feet things, like, it's not like I had a foot fetish, but honestly, now I do. Like, right. I actually found that I enjoy it.
Oops, that's my kink.
Right. I think that a lot of people try to get started with it, and they just don't like it. Like, they don't find their own feet pretty or whatnot, or, you know, they're too critical of themselves, and that's a big thing that doesn't even have to do with feet specifically, but, like, I don't know, it's just, like, if you're, because I did try to do nude stuff, and I've told you this story, like, I tried to do it, and, like, I felt bad, because I never was in the mood to do it, and so I promised, like, certain things to certain customers, and then I didn't want to do it, and so in one case, I ended up sending him his money back, and he was okay with it, like, he didn't have any hard feelings, but, yeah, it's just what it comes down to, like, you want to do what you're comfortable doing, and you want to do what you like doing.
Yeah, for sure. The first step to selling content is to make it.
Yeah.
And have it, you know? Like, you can go ahead and create an OnlyFans, but what good is that going to be until you have a decent amount of material to put on there to give people a reason to buy it? You know what I mean? So have, like, a decent collection of stuff ready, and it's like, it doesn't have to be terribly intricate, you know. Get as creative with it as you want. If you like, I love dressing up in costumes and role playing and doing all kinds of stuff, but it's like, you can do like a couple different outfits in a day and just position yourself in different places, different rooms, different outfits, and, you know, make a bunch of like little pictures and videos, and then suddenly you've got like 10 or 15 things to throw on your OnlyFans, right. You know?
And another thing is that you don't always have to like get dressed up and be cute. Like,
yes.
Most of the time I get like super inspired to make a video, like first thing when I wake up in the morning. So like a lot of times my content is fresh face, like no makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and my fans know that, like, they know I don't like wearing makeup, so if they want me to, like, dress up, they just specify that in their custom requests.
Mm-hmm. Right. Another thing is to, so it's like, if you are going to sell feet pictures, and you have feet that are, like, you know, maybe not the prettiest looking, you know, it's like, you're going to want to get a pedicure or something along those lines. I mean, don't get me wrong. There are certain markets where, like, men or, you know, people individually will want, they'll want to see, like, dirty feet or things on your feet. But, like, generally, if you're going to sell foot pics, you want to have feet that are in good shape and, and they're not full of, like, maybe, like, corns or blisters or you know what I mean. You want them to be smooth. Maybe your toenails aren't necessarily polished, but they'll have like a clear coat, you know what I mean? Like, you want them to shine. Like, it's like there are just certain little things that you can do in order to make something so simple like a picture of your feet kind of go from one level to another, as long as you're taking care of your feet.
I guess when you look at it this way, like, these guys are looking at pictures of women's feet all day long, and a lot of these feet are really nice, like, to be honest, and, like, you just don't want to be posting crusty feet pics, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just not cute. So
unless someone specifies it, which they very well could.
Right, like, there's dirty soles is a thing, but, like, crusty feet isn't really, and like that is a thing, because like some people don't sand the dead skin off their feet,
right.
And so it just like it leaves dead skin on your feet, and then you can see it in pictures, so that's something to, you just want to take care of yourself, I guess.
Exactly.
You invest in yourself.
And also invest in your surroundings. So much of your video is the look, the aesthetic.
Clean your room before you record content.
Yes. And also, like, if you have a specific area that you're going to be recording in a lot, consider investing in things that kind of give that area a little bit of a facelift, make it look nicer or more organized or better lit, you know? It's like the more that you invest in how your videos look, the more people are going to invest in you, you know? And I mean, that's just That's just the truth. Knowing where to advertise is, I think, the next biggest thing. We were also saying that what's important is knowing where not to advertise. So places like Tinder, you will get banned for life. Like, literally for life. Like, you won't be able to do it on your phone, because if you try to, you know, use your phone number or your Facebook or, like, your Google Play or iTunes account, like, literally, it will not let you use Tinder again. So with that kind of stuff, you really want to be careful. And if you insist on trying to use dating apps for selling content, then direct everybody to your Snapchat immediately. Don't say anything in the messages or your bio about selling. Don't give Tinder any reason to look at your profile and flag your messages or your bio. And that's the same with Facebook and Instagram. You know, like, you can advertise there, but a lot of times you need to, like, you need to not be saying certain keywords, like, you know, obviously words like porn and ass and you know what I mean? It's like, you gotta be really vague. And knowing those terms and something like that, it's kind of something that you'll learn and pick up more that you get into it and you network with other people and explore hashtags. And, you know, it's like just doing a little bit of diving on your own and looking at other people's Instagram and, you know, and pages like that will give you a lot of ideas and definitely help you understand a lot. I guess another place that has helped me is getting shout outs on any either Instagram or Snapchat. You know, if you get shout outs, people will be directed to you, especially if those pages have lots and lots of followers. People will be all up in your shit, and, like, you know, sometimes they'll be just like, they won't realize you sell content, they're just trying to flirt with you, and you just say, well, that's flattering, I'm not interested in sexting, but if you want to see more of me, that's totally possible, and send them your menu or your link. Like, that's my biggest thing too, is, like, especially if you're single, like, don't just be out here giving your nudes away for free and stuff. Like, seriously, tell someone, you can absolutely see my nudes, but for my security, I don't give them away for free, you know? So I'm totally down to share that with you for a price, for a small price. You know what I mean? And so it's like, to me, I feel like explaining it and approaching it that way is pretty, like, logical, reasonable, you know? Another thing that comes with advertising is, like, you have to be pretty willing to put yourself out there. Something that I have kind of thought about is that fear will mean failure. If you are very scared about the repercussions and what could happen if people you know find out you're selling nudes, then don't expect to be exceptionally successful. Because really, like, the way that you make money is by fearlessly and boldly putting yourself out there. And I can't tell you how many boys from high school and college and stuff have ended up seeing my posts and being like, hell yeah, I'll buy your shit. Like, I've had a crush on you for years. You know what I mean? So it's like, instead of people being like super judgy of you, instead they're like, fuck yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they'll end up being like your biggest supporters. So, it is very possible, depending on what other jobs you might have in your life or what you're going to school for, it is absolutely possible that you are taking a huge risk by putting yourself out there in that way. You know, if you are going to, like, law school or trying to be a doctor or trying to go for like some, like, marketing or agent, you know, it's like, if there are repercussions to you selling nudes and putting yourself out there like that, then it's definitely something to think twice about. Because I went to school for journalism, I have a podcast about sex ed, I have nothing to lose by people thinking I'm a slut, you know what I mean? But there are other people who do, and so you really should consider the risks before you decide to put yourself out there like that. Let me see, what else do we have on here? Oh, aside from some, like, previews, some, like, lewd previews, don't expose yourself for free.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you do want to be able to show people sometimes what you have to offer before they pay for it, and that's fine. But you can do that without showing anything, like, like fully exposing yourself. You know what I mean? And serious buyers know how this works. Just like any fucking thing else in this world, you buy it before it is yours.
Yeah, and you buy it on our terms, like how we say that you're gonna buy it.
Yes.
Like,
you know, people who are trying to haggle with you and are insisting that you send content before they send money are going to fuck you over every time. You know, it's like, do not send your shit before receiving payment, and be firm on that. Like, you know, even if you like really need the money, you know, and this person is like, this 10 or 20 bucks could help you, make them send it first. Because I'm telling you, like, people know how this works. If they're trying to get you to send the content for before they send payment, they're not gonna fucking pay you.
Yeah,
you know, they're just not. And like I said, you just explain, like, when you go to a fucking store, do you take it home, you know, take home the items that you bought before you pay for them?
Nope.
No, you don't. So it's like, that's exactly how it works here. Like, fucking people, oh my god, dude, people will message me on their birthday and be like, so since it's my birthday, do I get something for free? I'm like, this ain't IHOP. Like, there's no fucking free short stacks for your birthday. Get the fuck up out of my DM, you know? Like, know your worth. Don't, you know, don't haggle with people. If they're not willing to pay for it, you know, or they're not willing to pay on your terms, then fuck them. You don't need their $10. You know, move on. You know, another thing, though, on that aspect, too, is, like, don't be in other people's DMs, either, trying to solicit all the time, because that's annoying. And that's going to do the opposite of generate interest in your content, you know? Like, on my Instagram, if you look at my Instagram, I post, like, pretty saucy pictures. The kind of pictures that make boys want to hit me up. You know what I mean? And it's like, I'll tell them, look, I'm not trying to fuck. I'm not trying to date. I'm not even trying to talk to you like that at all. But if you really want to see more, here's how, you know? And a lot of times that works, you know? They may not have come to me trying to buy my nudes, but by the end of this pleasant exchange that we've had, they're enticed and they want to see more, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody has, like, a different, you know, approach to prices and stuff, too. Like, there's no right way to do it. Before I got on OnlyFans, I didn't do a month-by-month thing. Like, I have a menu, and there are different price tiers, and people can pay a set price and they will get a set amount of pictures or videos or whatever for that price. And it's just a one-time thing, you know, because that was less commitment to me. I didn't, it's like, I knew that my life was busy and I didn't want to feel like I had to commit to posting every week or every day or, you know, even every month. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I want people to buy content on their terms. I don't want to make people rely on me to post too frequently.
That is true with OnlyFans, is that, like, you are committed to it. Like, these people are paying for something. Like, you should be uploading, like, at least a few times a week, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. And that's what I'm learning about OnlyFans, too, is, like, it's definitely something that I want to be consistent with, that I'm ready to be consistent with, you know? Word of mouth is honestly a really good way to gain or lose followers, too. You know, there's a lot of people, so like I said, there's a lot of people who, from high school and stuff, who've bought from me. So it's like, these dudes will be going to their friends and be like, yo, did you know Rini has a fucking OnlyFans? Or do you know she sells porn, blah, blah, blah? And they'll be like, oh, dude, no way. Like, oh, let me see. And they're like, fuck no, dude, I paid for this. You know, you go fucking pay for it, you know? So it's like, seriously, it's pretty awesome, because people, you know, they'll hear from their buddies that your shit is good, and now they're like, oh, now I want to see, you know? So it is. But like I said, it's also a way to lose followers, too. Like, these dudes, like, yes, they are horny dudes in their inbox. They honestly, no, they probably don't give a whole lot of fucks about you beyond the content that you're about to give them. However, like, just because you are selling porn or lewd content doesn't mean that you're not expected to operate with some level of business ethics. You know what I mean? Like, unless your buyers want to be degraded, don't be rude to the people who are trying to give you money just so they can see photos of you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, realistically, like, these people are just handing you their money because they like the way you look. You know, be appreciative of that to an extent, and try not to treat these guys like, you know, they're just some piece of shit person who, like, to me, buying my nudes is more respectful to me than expecting to see them for free.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I've deadass, I have gone out on dates with people who've bought nudes from me, and I'm like, oh, wow, you actually understand and value what I do. Like, you completely respect what I do and don't expect to get it for free. Like, that's so awesome. I'll suck your dick. You know what I mean? Like, it's, I don't know. It's, you're gonna get so much more business if you're not known for being rude or taking a really long time to get the content or, you know, whatever else. Could give you a bad reputation in that case. I think another thing that goes along with it is be honest about whether or not you're going to be able to fulfill a content request. And like you said earlier, how you gave that guy his money back.
Yeah.
That is the best thing that you can do. Like, for real, if you cannot give somebody what they paid for and they already gave you money, you need to either ask them and, like, work out a different thing with them, or you need to just send their money back, because if you don't, you're a fucking thief.
Yeah.
You're a thief. And it's just like how if any other company fucking stole something from you and didn't give you your money back, even though, like, you paid for something and didn't get it, like, you would feel very wronged by that, and that would be the same thing that you're doing in that case. So, just remembering that you have a level of business ethics to uphold is really important too. I feel like that was pretty comprehensive. Yeah, right. Do you think we've missed anything? Could always do a part two, I guess.
The one thing that I wanted to add, and I blanked out because I'm high, was when you were talking about networking with shout out pages. Network with other models too.
Yeah.
Because you'll learn so much, and you guys can give each other shout outs. Like, especially if you guys, like, don't do the same type of content, because then, like, your fans will, like, they subscribe to more than one OnlyFans, like, especially when they're on sale. So,
right.
Like, they'll subscribe to more than one OnlyFans, and, like, you know, then you could get, like, multiple customers or, like, just regulars that way, but sharing them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if you make friends with models, you guys can shout each other out on your pages, and you guys might have completely different followers, and, you know, so their followers will come to you and vice versa, you know, so that kind of stuff can be really, really helpful.
Yeah, for sure.
Another thing, like, with teaming up is, like, so Morgan and I, we're going to be moving in together, and we decided to make a collaborative Amazon wish list for things that we wish to furnish the apartment with, and we have them on our OnlyFans. This way, both of us will benefit from either of us getting things off of that wish list, which is, you know.
And then, like, when we move in together, we're going to do, like, a thank you video or whatever.
Yes, definitely. So it's like, if you're ever comfortable enough to collaborate and make content with other people, they love it. You know, it's like doing a mashup episode or something.
Everyone wants to see girl on girl.
Yeah, they really do, though. They really do. So seriously, like, if you are in a pinch and you're like, I need to make money, if you have a friend that will make out with you or suck on your titties or something, like, seriously, that's going to be your bet. Like, girl on girl is definitely by far the most sought after content. So that's... Yeah, I guess,
and
that's,
like,
another thing.
I was telling Maureen that, like, my followers are, like, weird because, like, I don't do nudity and I do fetish stuff. So, like, I was like, yeah, my followers want to see, like, a girl tie me up and tickle me, like, fully clothed.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter what I'm wearing.
Yeah,
they just want, like, to see girls do weird shit to me.
Yes, dude. But for real, though, people, they do. They want to see girls do weird shit. So, and we all know we're capable of it, so
right.
Might as well fucking get paid for it, you know?
Someone paid me, like, $50 to eat a Subway sandwich and burp on camera.
That's amazing. That's so inspirational. Okay, well, I think that's everything for now. I think that we should be willing to take questions that people might have after this episode, and then we could do a part two answering those questions and stuff. Yes, so if you have any questions, feel free to message me on the Food for Thought Instagram or the Facebook page or the Facebook group. And if you're not in any of those and you want to know how, you can absolutely. absolutely just Google food for thought, and we should pop up. There's a lot of members. Gaining some clout. Yeah, I know, right? So thank you, Morgan, for being so vulnerable and willing to, you know, talk about this, because it is pretty personal stuff and it's really important stuff. So just thank you for being willing to share.
Yeah.
So. I love it. All right, guys. Thank you again for tuning in, and we will see you in the next one.